Okay, and this is the hour we take your phone calls with Stephen Quayle. You've heard what we've been talking about, but if you're just popping in, we're talking about giants, little creatures. We'll do a quick review, and also, of course, end times prophecy. Welcome back to Coast, Stephen Quayle with us. Stephen, the break got you at the end there where you were doing a little review about end times. If you want to go back to that for a little second, and then we'll talk about little creatures. For those just joining us, then we'll go to calls.
Well, I think, first of all, the end times, we're seeing things we've never seen before. The book of Revelation talked about knowledge increasing. Obviously, the book of Daniel prophesied that. When you're dealing with little creatures, George, my emails fill up with people that from, and this is no kidding, daily from people having encounters with night terrors, nightmares. The whole little creature phenomena is coming now into full force and effect. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that I think is going to be important. I've always maintained that when I write the stuff I write, it's to take away the fear, because I can tell you this, that all the events are becoming almost overwhelming on a daily basis. And so with the little creatures and the gates of hell, Jesus said the gates of hell won't prevail. That doesn't mean they won't try. And with the events that are taking place, the interdimensional beings, while we were on the break, I got a call from a friend, Arthur, a veteran, God bless you, Arthur, and he said they were in the North Georgia mountains, and they were basically 80 yards away from three Sasquatch. Every time I'm on coast to coast, people are absolutely reporting in from all over the country. The Native Americans are claiming massive amounts of supernatural events now taking place on the reservations. When it comes to Sasquatch, I was told by, again, a special operations commander that Sasquatch always have a little, and I'm talking like an impish-like attendant. I've never heard anybody talk to that actually cleans up their feces. That's why you don't see a lot of fecal contaminant and absolutely takes the hair up. Now, do they miss some? Evidently. But I
Weird.
never heard that before, George.
That
And
is
I
strange.
believe the Special Forces community calls Sasquatch Species 7, okay? I don't know why it chose that, but I believe that's what they call them. So the interesting thing is, while you and I are on the air tonight, that Arthur, a veteran, has just been in the woods in North Georgia, and hearing him, he said that it sounds like a bunch of chimps arguing amongst themselves. In Montana, Red Lodge, Montana, is basically south of Billings, but we had an interesting event taking place there about 2 years ago, where a woman called me, and her little girl was being communicated with by her, I think she was 6 years old, by Sasquatch in that area, okay, and by a family. So what I'm noticing, whether you saw that Arizona highway, I believe it's Arizona highway, where the family of Squatches was, that it's becoming more prevalent. Well, I believe that the portals, okay, if Jesus would have said the portals of hell will not prevail, because that's what a gateway is, and all the reports that are coming in, it's amazing. People are seeing both giants now, and they're seeing the little creatures. So if people want, they can go to my website, stevequayle.com. The new Genesis book is 60% different, with some of the most mind-blowing stuff. And I've got a, you know, I've got a special. I'm giving them $10 off that one. It's over on the right-hand side. But the guy that did the illustration, if you want to go see the real size we're talking about, giants, Lee Oakes did it for me, a very, very gifted artist. You can see the size of the people that had to play or interface with these giants, and it's in the Temple of Zeus. And the thing that's fascinating to me is the actual size of Woods's work. He details, chronicles all the Roman emperors, all the famous historians, whether it's Josephus, whether it's Pliny, all these guys that are out there. That have recorded all this stuff in ancient history. So I'll tell you what, I'm getting feedback on little creatures. People say, I knew those things were bad. It will change the way you look at cartoons. It will show you a malevolent reason behind a lot of the cartoons. And this is why kids are getting into some very dangerous ground. And this is why we've got so many issues with young children having so many problems. I believe they're spiritual. And I believe that the answer is spiritual also. And I believe that people are going to basically start to lose it as the things that you and I talk about and everybody else that's a guest on Coast, it's not getting better. That's a fair statement, is it not?
You're absolutely right. And what do you think about video games? Any influence there?
Oh, big time influence. As a matter of fact, Jade Helm, and I don't play video games, so I apologize to all the gamers out there. I just don't know. I don't have the time to do it. But the point is that I believe it's called Diablo 3, and Diablo means the devil, literally talks about Jade Helm as being a force. When you look at the Jade Helm logo, there's stagnation in it. That means you can hide code within the photographs. Now, you've got to have the key, and obviously the people that generate it are sending the key to the people that will decipher it. But the fascinating thing to me is the fact is that all of the hidden meaning, look, every symbol has a meaning, and Jade Helm is basically the evil force, if you will, in Diablo 3, is specifically named Jade Helm. So it tells me that the people that are promoting this, and basically that's the name of the exercise, are very aware of what they're talking about. They don't name their operations just because they basically, you know, throw a bunch of names in the hat. It's very specific. You can just go on Jade Helm and look up some of the different stories. I got a lot of them on my website by different authors. And the point being is that they're very, very, very telling. The symbolism is telling you everything. And there's even a wooden shoe in the Jade Helm. Have you seen that, George? Have you seen
No,
the?
No, I have not.
Okay, I'll send it to you so you can see it. But, you know, the swords, and you think it looks like a special operation, but there's a wooden shoe in the middle of the logo. And that wooden shoe was interesting because a wooden shoe is what were given to the Jews and others in Nazi concentration camps to wear, okay? But within that shoe, I'm told by guys who know how to do this, I don't, is a steganographic code. And then in the background, there's a matrix that leans to the left. That matrix is like those all those uniform product codes that you can scan with your iPhone or smartphone or
yeah,
something.
That's right.
And that's there too. I can't tell anybody what it means, but I can tell you this. Someone's going to great extent to put a plenty of code and plenty of symbols in there to give us a heads up of what's coming. Never in the history of the United States has a two-month-long exercise taken place at night by special operations with the human domain, and that's aimed at the United States population. So my question is, what have we done that we have become the focus at the expense of the people that are in this country, like the Iraqi, who is a military trainer that got picked up speaking perfect Russian? And isn't it amazing that Jade Helm takes place when we're prepared for World War III? I know nuclear policy from Russia. They are very clear. They are very specific. They will do what they say. Their electronic countermeasures are second to none, as a matter of fact, because they took Nikola Tesla more seriously than we did at the beginning. They have advanced weaponry that even Vladimir Zhirinovsky said that at any point they can destroy any place on the planet. He's not talking about nuclear weapons. I've heard special operations guys say they have weapons, George, this is their exact quote, that make nuclear weapons look like pea shooters.
You may be right.
That's a pretty powerful statement.
Let's take some calls here for you, Stephen. Let's go to Bergen County, New Jersey. Karen, to get us going. Hi, Karen. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much for you and your guest and the information that you're providing for us. Thank you for your great work. My concern is for the United States. My concern is it seems like we are way beyond what anybody can do to stop what's happening. It just seems like we are at the end of the end for the United States. So my question is twofold. Number one, what does the end of the United States look like? When I Google FEMA body caskets, there's thousands upon thousands of them. Is it because from civil unrest? Is it because they're going to come against us? I'm not sure. The second part, which I'd like to get your view on that, the second part is, again, regarding the United States, what do we do to protect ourselves? It doesn't seem like there's anywhere that we can go except out of the country.
What do you think, Stephen?
Well, okay, I'll take the first question because I agree with her conclusion. At this point, it's too far gone. The time, and now when I say that, the country, there's no political solution to a spiritual problem, okay? I've said on the radio, remember years ago when I said I see civil war coming, and you said, well, you hope not?
I remember that.
Yeah, and so the problem is that there has to be civil war because one of the plans for the takedown and take out of the United States by international communism was to generate a civil war. So I believe that the country, as a country, has been basically taken over. It will be taken down. We've been sold off. And it literally, most people don't know this, but when China bought our debt, they demanded physical assets as collateral. And you can go on like Chris Martinson's website and others, and they actually detailed what China demanded. And so the point is that the late, ma'am, you are absolutely correct. Leaving the country, I think that's what everyone has to decide for themselves. I know I wrestle with that. At this point, I live in Montana. A lot of people I respect are leaving the country. There are people can't separate the fact that there's no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Obviously, we got here after 9/11 under George Bush's administration. Everything changed after 9/11. The point being is that now we have foreigners that are given more money, $35,000 a year, given rights that you and I don't have as American citizens. We've been displaced. So the point is that if you're going to look at some place to go, you need to go probably, you know, you've got to look at it, China, Ecuador. Chile, Ecuador, Uruguay, Paraguay, South America, or you can go to some of the former Eastern Bloc countries that still have more freedom than we do in this country. George, I think now we're 17th or less in freedom.
Isn't that amazing? That's unbelievable.
So, and I would say this, I tell everybody this, the first and foremost thing everybody has got to do is things are changing so fast is they have to get right with God. Now, I am not ashamed to say that. I believe that, you know, it was because of God's love, for God so loved the world. Look, here's the difference between what you're seeing in radical Islam, what you're seeing in Islam versus Christianity. The Christians aren't out cutting people's heads off. The Christians aren't burning children alive. The Christians aren't saying, we're going to kill you. The Christians aren't doing any of that. Yet, because they're not doing that, and they haven't stood in the pulpits against evil, they want to be, you know, friends, friendship with the world, enmity with God. I believe we're coming under divine judgment in this nation. And I don't believe there's any way to escape it, meaning as a nation, but I believe individually people can prepare, they can pray, and they can, and I can't tell people where to go. I'm just telling everyone that it's probably best to really make it a matter of prayer to where you're going to go, because if you stay here, the last place you want to be, sorry, George, you want to be not on the West Coast. You don't want to be in the Midwest around the New Madrid or New Madrid.
I guess. That's where St. Louis is.
Yeah, I know. So basically, everybody's got to have a place that they feel is going to have a better chance. In the realm of nuclear war, I was on record over 15 years ago saying before God allowed the United States destroyed, he's going to show you the sins of the leaders to the people. I think that's happened. I think that when you absolutely tolerate every form of lying, see, there's no truth in this country anymore. Truth is relevant. One man lies, another swears to it, Congress stamps it, the states enforce it, and everybody says, you know, whoopee. Well, that's not truth. That's just basically groupthink. And I think the idea is that people have got to understand the plan is to generate a civil war in the United States. The plan from Bill Ayers' statements, Weather Underground, Larry Graithwell, when he penetrated him, was to kill off in those days 30 million people in order to bring about the revolution. Now with the population increase, that would be 85 million. I'm sorry I don't have a positive answer. I believe this country is under divine judgment, and I believe that it's too late to turn around as a nation, but I believe everybody can seek what's best for them and their family on an individual basis.
George in Chicago, first-time caller. Welcome to the program, and good morning, George.
Good morning. I am very impressed by your guest tonight, George.
He knows his stuff.
He sure sure does. And I was going to talk about giants because they did find some giant graves. It was on the news outside of Madison, Wisconsin. The Native Americans killed them, and they found their graves just last summer.
And how old do you think they were?
I don't remember how old they said they was, but they said American Indians killed them because they was eating people.
Well, that's true, Stephen. Weren't they cannibals, these giants?
Well, yeah, and the Native Americans did kill them, and I, you know, thank you, caller, for that, because, you know, they've found so far 18 strange giant skeletons. What's interesting about Wisconsin, one of the ways that giants were killed is by using copper arrowheads, solid copper, and obviously Upper Peninsula Michigan and the copper mines in Michigan, that area. But Wisconsin also has pyramids, and this is one of the best-kept secrets in the country. The way the Native Americans would kill the giants is that giants typically hung out in caves, and they'd build fires, and because giants are part human, they could suffocate them. They also had to use copper. But it was, you know, it was interesting because the Native Americans knew, and the entire, if you will, the entire continent of both North America and South America is filled with the wars between giants and men.
Let's go to Skype caller Tony in Virginia. Tony, you're up with us. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Good, Tone. Thank you.
Good. Mr. Quayle, I have two quick questions for you, and you can answer them either way you want to. Either one you want to take first. Dinosaurs and Bigfoot.
There you go. Stephen, we got a minute left, and you may have to finish that after the break. Dinosaurs and Bigfoot.
Dinosaurs are interesting, and Bigfoot, I believe that the Bigfoot is obviously a trans-dimensional being that comes through Stargate's portals. Dinosaurs, in the Book of Giants, and again, I encourage everybody to go on my Genesis 6 Giants website. The Book of Giants says the fallen angels not only mated with humans, but they genetically altered all the creatures on the earth, too. So they genetically corrupted everything from insects to reptiles. I believe that obviously dinosaurs were a function not of evolution, but of genetic mutation and mutagenesis caused by fallen angels.
That could be amazing. Stephen, stay with us. Going to come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. With final phone calls, if you want to track what Stephen is up to these days, just go to his website, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Well, on our next Coast to Coast program, we're going to talk about Nibiru, that possible Planet X coming around with Bob Fletcher. And then later on in the program, there's a push for a 51st state. It's called the State of Jefferson. What does that all mean? We'll talk about that as well on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Stephen, I was just looking at the emails of the giant picture you sent me. Wow. Unbelievable, huh?
Well, and thank you for the gentleman calling in from Madison, Wisconsin. Probably one of the greatest cover-ups in the history of the United States is obviously all the mounds that have been unearthed during the Smithsonian's inception. The gentleman that took over at Powell basically made sure that nothing that was contrary to his predetermined bias would even be handled by the Smithsonian. By the way, in my book, Long Walkers, I'll send you some panels for the, like a storyboard. I'm trying to get somebody, and I've been contacted by a couple people in Hollywood to do a major motion picture of that. People want to do it more in a docudrama. I say it can't be done that way. But what's fascinating, I take on the Kincaid expedition that took place in the Grand Canyon. I was watching one of the new History Channel, I believe it's on the History Channel, with a geologist, and he was talking about the Egyptians that came. It was Mark Antony and Cleopatra's son that fled Egypt with 50,000 of his followers. Did you ever watch that show?
Parts of it, yeah.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something. Based on everything that I know, and I've been contacted after doing Coast to Coast, after we do shows like this, I get contacted by ex-military guys. I was actually contacted by one of the military men that went into the cavern that basically Professor Kincaid found. with the giant sarcophaguses and basically took them out. And the guy was scared to death. I can tell you the real people because they can tell me certain things I withhold from the public to know that they're talking, you know what I'm saying? Because I got to make sure when people are reporting to me, they're not recycling stuff that's already out there. But fascinatingly enough, the Grand Canyon, as well as the deserts of Utah, I've had an archaeologist from Utah in the Moab area, and he never told me where, but find a giant red hair, and by giant, he says, Steve, the thing was 12 to 14 feet tall, and a king and queen, both mummified, sitting on their thrones in a cave in the Moab, Utah area. Well, that just sinks and links when you look at the geographical position of Moab to the Grand Canyon. That whole place was filled with giants. So when you go to the Anasazi ruins, and the Anasazi means the ancient ones, or it can even be read the alien ones, you'll find that they were a smaller people, very small, and they lived under the cliffs because the giants used to catch them, literally, and eat them. So in order not to be shish kebabs, and I'm not trying to be sarcastic, the thing that you brought up earlier when the gentleman called in on Wisconsin, there is nada information in the Americas that even indicate that there were any vegetarian giants, okay? They were all cannibals.
Ah, scary times. Back to the phones we go. Michael in Long Island, New York. You're on with Stephen Quayle, Michael. Go ahead.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Thank you. I'm at the edge of my seat again. These shows are really exciting me. The question for Mr. Quayle is, he foresees a collapse of the United States, but is he talking about the government collapsing and perhaps that the American spirit will continue?
I think I understand the question.
Yeah, let's rephrase it a little bit more for us, Michael.
Oh, okay. Well, you're talking about a scattering of a nation because of an economic collapse, but isn't it really our government that will fall, but that the spirit of the people will continue?
Well, the spirit of the people, look, there's one thing about freedom and liberty. The people that value that above all are not going to die. There's going to be resistance, and the Civil War is going to take place. And as a matter of fact, the plan is to do that. The government will collapse, okay? And the United States will be split up, if not only by political reasons, by geographic and geologic reasons. You know, there's plenty of prophecy. Yeah, will it come to pass? It remains to be seen. But the point being is that the New Madrid is going to split the country down the middle. California has been, being prepped more than usual about the big one that they thought would be further off in time. So I think it's a geological splitting. I think it's an ideological splitting. I think you'll see, if you will, nations within, literal individual nations within this country. And we haven't talked about EMP. You know, electromagnetic pulse, whether it's from a cosmic storm, a solar storm, or basically just a cyber attack, you know, we used to hear about EMP being an electromagnetic bomb or whatever, based on Russians busting into the White House. And by the way, George, that was not true what's being reported in the press. They did bust in, but they had access to the president's phone and all of his secret coded ability to speak with everybody of Congress. It's his cabinet. The point being is what damage was done. In essence, it's kind of like that movie Sneakers, No More Secrets. So I see the split up of the country. First of all, there's going to be an economic collapse. You cannot continue to print money with the amount of debt out there and the foreigners who own the collateral not calling it due. The Chinese are the largest owners on the West Coast and on the East Coast and through the Midwest of prime real estate, commercial real estate, and basically they got all the money, but they're not just buying the United States, they're buying off entire areas of production through the world. They're very astute people, and unless people understand the history of China, which I've made a study of, it's an undertaking of, immense ignorance in the American public not to understand what China's doing. Their military, they just fielded 3 new subs. So I see the United States coming apart. I believe the United States has been sold off, parted out, and so the American spirit will live on. I believe there will be a revolution. I believe there will be a civil war, and I believe that the people in this administration want that. That's why the preparation for Jade Helm and everything else is getting in preparation. The thing I see causing the Civil War is a financial collapse. You cannot continue to just create money out of thin air. And also, when you hold the mortgage, whoever holds the mortgage to America's mortgages, when they come to collect, there's going to be a lot of displaced people.
All right, next up we go to St. Thomas in Canada. James is with us on the international line. Thanks, James. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for having me on here, actually.
Sure.
I'm a Christian myself, and I just wanted to read something from the Book of Joel here. It says that before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, that he will pour upon his spirit upon all flesh. Now, what I've been hearing in the churches in about the last 5 years is that there is this great revival that is supposed to be coming, the greatest that the world's ever seen. I just wanted to your comment on that, and also as well, is it true that China is actually becoming a Christian nation? Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Is there going to be a great revival, Stephen?
Not before persecution, not a great all the persecution. Let me share this. I've heard that too, and the point being is that where does it happen? All the great revivals have happened mostly out of the church. Azusa Street, the Welsh revival. I've studied revivals in history. The number one key to revival is repentance. I see no repentance, and obviously Nineveh had a revival. They took God seriously. The point being is without repentance, there can be no revival. So I don't see that coming until the persecution comes. I think God will more than equip the saints. Now, if you go on in that Book of Joel and your young men, what it talks about will dream dreams and prophesy. So I think with the amount of people that are having dreams and visions of the end, and I get, George, people from all over the world sending me, when people who don't even understand what's going on in America are seeing America embroiled in civil war, nuclear war, etc., I would say this, out of the midst of great persecution will come great revival, but revival will not precede the persecution because, unfortunately, God's people are asleep, and I think that God is going to allow wake-up events to take place. And I'd say this, that most of the big churches in America won't even talk about the stuff that we're talking about on Coast to Coast. They know nothing. They take the Was it Sergeant Schultz? They know nothing.
Know nothing?
Yes, they don't want to deal with reality. I call it reality avoidance.
Hogan's Heroes.
And I think that's where they're at.
Let's go to Oregon. Kurt's with us. That's West, obviously. Kurt, go ahead, sir.
Hi.
Hey,
thanks
Kurt.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
This is the second time I've been on in almost 3 years. First time I was talking about twins because I'm a twin.
Oh, good. My dad was one, too.
But my comment, I have some comments and questions. And my first comment is talking about the Washington vision of the Civil War. And second comment question is talking about why are they targeting me, a little old me here in Eastern Oregon? I've been developing sleep paralysis for the last probably 30 years, 40 years. Little people showing up in my dreams, in my visions, and also talking about why should I run anywhere when I'm God's person? Should I just stay where I'm at, dig in, because the Bible says that God's people will not see his wrath.
That's true. The Bible says God's people will not see his wrath, but the book of Revelation says, woe unto inhabitants of the earth, for the devil has come down. There's a difference between the wrath of God on the ungodly and the wrath of the devil on the righteous. Now, first of all, the other question is, people need to stay where God puts them unless God tells them to move, okay? I'm not telling everybody to move. If the Lord tells you to move, move. I'm in Montana. Everybody's telling me to move. The point being is that I haven't been led to move yet. I would. Second of all, did I understand you correctly, sir, that little people are showing up in your dreams?
Yes, and very sexual and sensual ways. And since I was probably the last 10 years, I have been experiencing these dreams, very visual, graphic, and sometimes physical dreams of little people with bat wings defiling me physically, sensually, through you know, wet dreams and the like.
All right,
well,
Stephen,
well,
let's move on.
Let me help you there, okay? Number one, you know, I'm not saying that's not happening. I believe that's happening. You're having a classic succubus. Have you ever been in the occult? Have you ever been into Ouija boards or anything like that?
I'm sure he has. I moved on, Stephen.
Okay. Yeah, that's a tough. Hey, George, there's sometimes you just got to move on, and that's one of them. I was going to be tactful.
Yes. Yeah, you were. And don't worry, it never got on. Let's go to Mike in Indiana. Welcome to the program. Michael, let's get you in here.
Hey, how are we doing?
And your phone is too bad, Mike. We got to get you fixed. Something's going on. Sunspots or something there, Stephen.
Yes, sir.
My God.
It's interesting. When you talk about this stuff, it seems the sunspots show up quite readily.
Let's go to Dave in Texas. Give it a try, David. Go ahead. Dave?
Hello.
Yep, you're on, David.
Hey, man, I'm down in Nacogdoches, Texas.
Jeez.
And I have a question for your guest.
Okay, sir.
I'm right in the middle of Gateham. And the people I've been talking to in my church and everything, they just don't believe it.
I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
I said I'm in the middle of Gateham.
I still don't understand you.
He's saying, George, he's in the middle of the exercise going on, and the people in his church don't understand. Is that correct, sir?
You mean the exercise, the military exercise, Stephen?
Yes, sir. That's what he's talking
about. Okay, we've only got a minute left, so he's right in the middle of it. Of course, a lot of people aren't going to believe this stuff. You know that.
No, they're not. And it's interesting. Whenever the truth comes out, the propaganda goes out against it, okay? I mean, obviously, I've seen statements against Alex Jones. I've seen statements against me. I've seen statements against All News Pipeline.
I get it, too.
Yeah, no. And I said to you, the point being is that anything, listen, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So we are in a time of, universal deceit, okay? So there's nothing they're going to tell the truth. And listen, if they're coming to take us away, blow us away, to take us to the FEMA camps that they denied exist, now they admit they exist, then the point being is people had better be on their guard. They better be in an attitude of prayer, and they better make sure their hearts are right with God and be ready to do whatever it takes to defend their lives and their families.
You got it. Stephen, my friend, always a pleasure. Take care of yourself, and let's keep in touch, okay?
Thank you, George.
Stephen Quayle, one of a kind. His website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Make sure you're part of our programs all week. You're going to love it. We're going to knock your socks off right here on Coast to Coast AM. For Nathan Staten, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesour, Stephanie Smith, Chris Morrison, George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. I'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.